This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. In Tbilisi Saturday, Pope Francis offered words of consolation to Georgia's small Catholic community and invited the faithful to be like little children who are so lovingly embraced by God. Celebrating Mass at Tbilisi's Mikhail Meshki Stadium on day two of his pastoral visit to the country, Pope Francis spoke of the importance of women as one of the nation's many treasures.
Risalta il grande valore delle donne.
Quoting St. Therese of the Child Jesus, whose feast is celebrated on this day, the Pope said they love God in much larger numbers than men do. He noted the great number of grandmothers and mothers who unceasingly defend and pass on the faith in Georgia, whose female Saint Nino is credited with first evangelizing in the 4th century. As a mother takes upon herself the burdens and weariness of her children, the Pope stressed, so too does God take upon himself our sins and troubles in his infinite love for us.
La consolazione di cui abbiamo bisogno in mezzo alle vicende turbolente della vita.
God, he said, is always ready to offer us consolation in times of need, amid the turmoil we experience in life. It liberates us from evil, brings peace, and increases our joy.
Ci sono delle porte della consolazione da tenere sempre aperte.
But he warned we must leave the doors of consolation open to Jesus through daily reading of the gospel, silent prayers in adoration, confession, and receiving the Eucharist. When the door of our heart is closed, he said, we get accustomed to pessimism and end up absorbed in our own sadness. God best consoles us, he said, when we are united in communion, and the Church is the house of consolation to which we should turn. Pope Francis urged the faithful to offer to others the same consolation that they receive. Even when enduring affliction and rejection, he said, a Christian is always called to bring hope to the hearts of those who have given up, to encourage the downhearted.
Tanti soffrono, sperimentano prove e ingiustizie.
Countless people suffer trials and injustice and live in anxiety, he continued, and though God's consolation cannot take away our problems, it gives us the power to love and to peacefully bear pain. Receiving and bringing God's consolation, he stressed, is the Church's urgent mission.
Questa missione della Chiesa è urgente.
And in order to do this, he said, we must become like a little child. For God is not known through grand ideas and extensive study, the Pope said, but rather through the littleness of a humble and trusting heart. Likewise, prestige and earthly success mean little to God, who wishes us to empty ourselves of such things. A child has nothing to give and everything to receive, the Pope went on. The one who becomes like a little child is poor in self, but rich in God.
Diventare piccoli come bambini.
Children have much to teach us, he observed. They show us that God accomplishes great things in those who put up no resistance to him, who are simple and sincere without duplicity. The Pope reminded the faithful that we are all children of the Father, not masters of our lives or autonomous and self-sufficient adults, but children who need love and forgiveness.
Non adulti autonomi e autosufficienti, ma figli sempre bisognosi di essere presi in braccio.
In the same way, Christian communities who live the gospel with this simplicity may be poor in means, but are rich in God.
Beati i pastori che non cavalcano la logica del successo mondano.
And blessed are those shepherds, the Pope said, who do not ride the logic of worldly success, but follow the law of love, welcoming, listening, serving. Blessed, too, he observed, is the Church, who does not entrust herself to the criteria of functionalism and organizational efficiency, nor worries about her image. Again, quoting St. Teresa, Pope Francis concluded his homily by inviting the faithful to bear with the faults of others and delight in the smallest acts of virtue we see them practice. Charity, he said, cannot remain hidden in the depths of our hearts. I'm Tracy McClure.